Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space, the Inter-American Development Bank has priced its inaugural $600 million 3-year SOFR-linked floating rate global bond due on the 16th of September 2022. Uganda plans to borrow 100 million euros from UK Export Finance to develop solar-powered irrigation and water systems to boost agriculture in Africa's biggest coffee exporter. International law firm Bird & Bird has appointed Boris Martor to develop its project finance practice and manage its public projects and procurement practice in Paris. Mozambique's Ministry of Mineral Resources and Energy has selected a consortium of Synergy Consulting, Baker McKenzie, Worley Parsons and HR Advogados to provide technical assistance for the Mbapanda Nuak hydroelectric project in Zambia. And Ashurst has appointed Betty Serini as co-chair alongside Andy Fraser of Ashurst's infrastructure team covering the Americas. Over in the commodity finance industry on our essentials news front, Olam International is currently sounding out banks for its annual RCF refinancing. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, US-based coal group Beabody Energy has completed an upsizing of its revolving credit facility with additional commitments of $215 million. Ghana's CocoaBod has signed an agreement with the China General Technology Group to set up a cocoa processing factory in Ghana. China Gold International Resources, the overseas arm of state-owned China National Gold Corp, is on the hunt for acquisitions to replenish its pipeline as deal-making in the sector heats up thanks to a jump in the metals price. Global oil and gas giant ExxonMobil has put its assets in Victoria's Bass Strait on the market. And PharmaConnect has announced its pharma-to-consumer traceability solution based on the IBM Food Trust platform in collaboration with Colombian Coffee Growers Federation, Itochu Corporation, JM Smucker Company, Jacobs Dow Egberts, RCJ Coffee Bayers, and Sukafina. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, France's Proparco has agreed a $17 million loan to the Indian fintech lender Neo Growth Credit. Blue Vine, which provides SMEs with online financing, has appointed fintech veteran Brad Brodigan as its chief commercial officer. BB Financial Services has provided an £800,000 funding facility to Triflora International, an importer of seasonal homeware supplying prominent retailers like Aldi and brands across the UK and the US. And trade activities of Lebanese businesses will receive a boost from a trade finance limit of up to $75 million to the country's third largest lender, Byblos Bank, by the EBRD. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.